The kakapo breeding season is in full swing. There's eggs, chicks, and just a touch of old-fashioned incest. This is the Kakapod. The kakapo population is officially just 201 recognized living birds. Distributed across some very small offshore islands, friends and family are often one and the same. The gene pool is small, and that's why the kakapo recovery team work so hard to try and control who mates with whom. There's a hands-off approach to te kākahu, so you can't keep an eye on everyone all of the time. Looking at you, Dusky and Elwin. Still, try to leave your misgivings at the door when introducing Uncle Dad. They are trying to save the species after all. Thankfully, these mismatings are pretty well tracked, and any potential offspring will likely be moved to other islands to keep the genetics shaken and stirred rather than circling down the drain. Not to worry though, it's been a veritable chickapalooza on the other islands, and if you think we're behind on the latest, even the rangers are struggling to keep the fridge doors up to date with all the laying and hatching that's been going on. So before we get to the egg count, let's take a best guess at the number of chicks. Currently, we think there are 9, and in the order they hatched first, they are Pearl A1, Pearl A2, Waikawa A1, who hatched in the hut, Waikawa A2 in Tifiri's nest, Hini Taumai A1, Pearl A3 in Haltru's nest, Marion A1, who hatched at the hut and has also been moved under Haltru, Marion A2, and Marion A3. The rangers have been very busy smuggling fertile eggs under nesting kakapo whose own eggs haven't made it. There are definitely going to be a few fabulous foster mums this season. So let's get to the egg count. As of February 9th, 2022, there have been 52 eggs on Whenuaho. That's almost double from last week. An extra 25 eggs. And catching up on Pukenui, which now has a massive 70 eggs. We really don't know how many eggs there might be on te kākahu. Those birds are largely being left to do their own thing. Just ask Dusky and Elwin. Of those 122 eggs, 10 have been lost, 46 are infertile, and 13 are an unknown quantity at this stage. But both Makarea and Dusky appear to be nesting on te kākahu, so who knows what they might be sitting on. Those two aside, that would leave 42 fertile eggs and 9 fluffy little chicks. Or at least we think so. These numbers are changing all the time, so the best way to keep up on what's happening is to follow the kakapo recovery team across social media. And there have been a lot of highlights this week, like finding 3 fertile eggs in Jim's nest. There is also a kakapo called Gemma. So how do you tell the difference? Well, Gemma's excitement. Ooh, Gem. Gemma's adventure, glamour and glitter, fashion and fame. She's just truly, truly, truly outrageous. And we believe if her eggs hatch, this will make her a first-time mum. So Gem is our female kakapo of the week.
Yeah!
And the male, we're going to give it to Merv. Merv might be the oldest existing kakapo. He's almost blind and could be as old as 80 or even 90 years old. Nobody knows his true age, but the old fella still has it in him and he mated with Ruth. We think regardless of the outcome, the fact the old fella still has romance in his bones is something to admire. A hero to octogenarians everywhere. I can't help picturing him as a kakapo Wilford Brimley, sporting a big moustache and a cowboy hat. Maybe he has his own fountain of youth somewhere like in the movie Cocoon, but it's safe to say he doesn't have diabetes. We also want to use the kakapo's Wilford Brimley level of popularity to highlight other endangered New Zealand species. So if you have time, please look into the Northern Royal Albatross. Now considered distinct from the Southern Royal Albatross, which breed on the Campbell Islands, the northern royal albatross, or Tauroa, breeds on the Chatham Islands and Tairoa Head in Otago. It's their mating season this year as well, and pairs are monogamous, unlike the kakapo, coming back to the same partner and same nest, season after season after season. They only breed every other year, and that's because it takes 9 months for a single chick to fledge. They're threatened by introduced mammals while nesting, commercial fishing while at sea, and also by extreme weather events brought on by climate change. These giant birds have a whopping 3-meter wingspan, can weigh over 8 kilos, and fly at well over 100 kilometers per hour. They travel as far as South America, Tasmania, and South Africa. For Tauroa, the southern oceans of the entire world are their domain, but New Zealand is their home. Tauroa, nature's jumbo jets, we salute you. We'll be back next week with the Kakapo Count. This episode was written and recorded by Jez Brown and edited by Kate Harrison. Our music comes courtesy of Cricket Farm, who you can find wherever you find good music, but Bandcamp is the jam. And please do follow the Kakapo Recovery Team across social media and support New Zealand's conservation efforts where you can. See you again, bird lovers. Mate wā.